got to give it. Something big is what I'm living for. Yes, it's what I'm living for. Living for.
This is Radio Nordsee International. The time is exactly 2 o'clock.
RNI Worldwide News.
Good morning, this is Terry Davis. The government of Guatemala have complained to Britain over the movement of the British Navy and Army Force to the Caribbean. In London, it is maintained that the force is intended to carry out exercises and that there is no connection between the sailing and reports of border tension between Guatemala and British Honduras. The American plan for the withdrawal of troops from Vietnam has been presented to the Viet Cong and the North Vietnamese delegation at the Paris peace talks. However, both contingents have called the move a pre-electoral propaganda stunt. The Americans still have hopes of the plan being accepted. Two policemen were shot dead in an ambush in Londonderry, Northern Ireland, during the morning. They were in a car with three other policemen when they were caught by three gunmen. In County Armagh, the army say that they have had a four-hour gun battle with men on the Republican side of the border. The army has said that they fired almost 5,000 rounds of ammunition. And in Newry, a bomb damaged a clothing factory and broke windows in houses nearby, but nobody was hurt. Finally, a look at the weather. Most of Britain and the continent will have rain or wintry showers throughout the night, and the day will be much colder with heavy cloud cover. And now a gale warning. Attention all shipping in the sea areas Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber, Thames and Dover. Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, northeast to east 6 to gale 8, but locally gale 9 at first. Humber, Thames and Dover, northeast 7 to severe gale 9, locally storm force 10 at first. This is RNI News. The next bulletin will be in the Dutch service at 8 o'clock. So from RNI's news department...
Good morning.
Arthur, nice little numbers. Coming to you from the Cats, who are a Dutch band on a record that was a hit over here some months ago called One Way Wind. And my thanks go out to Terry Davis for the final news bulletin. And with the thought of all these gale warnings, so all you shipping people, if you're listening and on board at the moment, well, hope you're going to have a nice time. But we're in the same boat, aren't we? To coin a phrase, yes. Sorry about that. This is Richard Burns, and he invites you to take to the mountains. And I think with all this rough weather, that's where I'll go.
I remember golden days, autumn falling by the river. How I always failed to give her peace of mind. Take a boat or take a plane, and then take away your love. Feelings in the center, win peace of mind. Watch the piper call the tune. Watch the servant beat his master. And wonder why I never asked her for peace of mind.
Wouldn't you like to know I love you?
That's a regular, was a hit in the continent some time ago in 1970, in fact, from Richard Burns, and he tells you to take to the mountains. And how are you feeling this morning, huh? You're in a good frame of mind, big smile on the face, and you're all curled up nice and warm in the bed with the electric blanket going full blast, yeah, and then you go to sleep and forget to turn it off. I know. You wake up in the morning and think, wow, my tomato, this is Congregation.
Thank you.
Also record is in at number 10 in the RNI's British Top 20. From Congregation, they're softly whispering, I love you, and all it goes is something like this. I love you. How's that, huh? Neil Reed on the show. Artist is number 2. Mother of Mine. Record is number 2 on the British charts. Coming to you from a new fellow to me, he's called Neil Reed, and that one's called Mother of Mine. And for the life of me, I just cannot see why that record's a hit, and neither can any of the rest of the fellas on board, but still, it's done good things for him, so you can't really knock success, can you? Well, perhaps not, no.
Just sending along that beautiful music spinning around you.
By way of a change on the show, this is Chicago. And does anyone really know what time it is?
As I was walking down the street one day,
was Chicago. And from the album Chicago Transit Authority, a track that's one of my favorites called Does Anyone Really Know What Time It Is? And if you're wondering what the time is, well, it's 19 minutes exactly after the hour of 2 o'clock, and you're listening to Radio North Sea International. The program's North Sea by Night, and my name is Brian McKenzie. And I hope you're enjoying it. And if you are, well, write and tell me, huh? If you're not, write and tell me as well, yeah.
Crimson flames tied through my ears, flowing high and mighty trap. Countless fire and flaming rope, using ideas as my map. We'll meet on edges soon, said I. Proud, needed it, proud.
Ah, but I was so much older then, I'm younger than that now.
Yet another track from the Birds, our feature group this evening, or this morning, if you're feeling that way. And that's, of course, a number called My Back Pages. And yes, we'll have one more to go, and then that's about the last one. So if you're liking the Birds number, stick around for it, huh? Another good number coming away from Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, and this is Teach You Children. And here they are to sing for you.
You, who are on the road, must have a code that you can live by, and so become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well, their father's hell did slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams, the one they fix, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would die, so just look at them and sigh, and know they love you.
And you, of tender years, windows, they see the truth before they can die.
Your parents well, their children's hell will slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why. If they told you, you would cry. So just look at them and sigh. And know they love you.
That's Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, a track taken from the Deja Vu album, and it's actually released as a single in 1970, and that one was called Teach Your Children. I really do hope you like them. It takes, actually, memories back for yours truly. One night I was at a party, and after everyone has all settled down, we put on the Deja Vu thing, and sort of really listened to it, and Heaven Sent has been one of my favourite albums, yeah. I think it was actually the frame of mind I was in at that particular time. And talking about being in a frame of mind, well, if you like late-night, easy-listening music, then you must like Brooke Benton and a thing he had a monster hit with called Rainy Night in Georgia.
Suitcase, trying to find a warm place to spend the night. Heavy rain falling, seems I hear your voice calling, it's all right. Rainy night in Georgia. A rainy night in Georgia. It seems like it's raining all over the world. I feel like it's raining all over the world. Neon signs are flashing. Taxi cabs and buses passing through the night. A distant moaning of a train seems to play a sad refrain to the night. A rainy night in Georgia. Such a rainy night in Georgia. Lord, I believe it's raining all over the world. I feel like it's raining all over the world. How many times I wondered. It still comes out the same. No matter how you look at it or think of it, it's life, and you just got to play the game. In a boxcar, so I take my guitar to pass some time. Late at night, when it's hard to rest, I hold your picture to my chest, and I feel fine. But it's a rainy night in Georgia. I feel it's raining all over the world. Kinda lonely that, and it's raining all over the world. Oh, have you ever been lonely, people, and you feel that it was raining all over this man's world?
You're talking about the raining, 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 raining over the world.
Oh, yeah, yeah, the very sophisticated sound, that sound from Brooke Benton, and my apologies for stepping on the beginning of that record. Of course, that was called Rainy Night in Georgia, and it brings the time at 29 and a half minutes now after the hour. That was called Rainy Night in Georgia, and it brings the time at 29 and a half minutes now after the hour at 2 o'clock. And this is Radio North Sea International on medium wave at 220 meters, and in shortwave, medium wave at 220 meters, and in shortwave on the 49 meter band. We also broadcast in FM channel 44. And our mailing address is P.O. Box 117, Hilversum, in the very heart of Holland. The show you're listening to at the moment is North Sea by Night, and my name's Brian McKenzie.
More music.
Anyone who ever loved could look at me and know that I love you. Ever dreamed could look at me and know I dream of you. Knowing I love you so, anyone who had a heart would take me in his arms and love me too. So, couldn't be another heart that hurt. Go away, I always say, this time it's goodbye, dear. Loving you the way I do, I take you back. Without you, I'd die, dear.
That's a success story from 1964 for Cilla Black in a number that used to be nicknamed Horse and Cart. Anyone who had a heart, and if you've got a heart and you're with your boyfriend at the moment and you're just listening to the radio, and maybe the lights are all out in the room, or if you happen to be sitting in a room and you're just sitting by the light of a fire, and there's nothing better, I think, than having a really cold fire. You know, you put all the right lights out and you just sit there and the light of the fire sort of comes on strong, and it's rather nice, isn't it, yeah? Well, if you're in that position at the moment, this one's specially from me to you. And a really nice number, there's a that. Coming to you from Benny King, and that musical invitation to Stand By Me.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see. No, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me. So darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Stand by me. If the sky that we look upon should tumble and fall, or the mountain should crumble to the sea, I won't cry, I won't cry, no, I won't shed a tear, just as long as you stand by me.
That's all you gotta do. In the words of Benny King, you gotta stand by me right through till 3 o'clock this morning if you can make it. If you're just managing to keep awake and no more, well, I'll forgive you if you drove off to sleep, and I'll see you tomorrow sometime, okay? And also, I'd take some time right now to say hello to two of my sort of best friends over there in London. That's Gary Hammond and, of course, his dolly girlfriend called Prue. Yeah, Prudy, Prue, Plue. We're getting the words tied up there. And, of course, you're listening in, Pet. Hello, hi, how are you? And this one's especially from me to you, huh? It's a record I know you like.
I know all there is to know about the crying game. I've had my share of the crying game.
Yeah, there we go. That's Dave Berry, of course, on his show. And the crying game, especially for Gary and Prue. And if you happen to be listening, you're sitting in cozy in the room at the moment, yes. Hope you enjoyed that one. Okay, it's 9:21 minutes before the hour of 3 o'clock, just in case you're interested. And we're going to take the tempo up and bring in Sam Cooke, and he's going to tell you all about that fair with the bow and arrow. He was called Cupid.
Cupid, draw back your bow and let your arrow go straight to my lover's heart for me.
Memories from 1961 on the North Sea by Night Show from, of course, Sam Cooke and the tale of Cupid. Yeah, and if Cupid's fired his little arrow at you at the moment, you've fallen in love. Ooh, that's good, isn't it, huh? You're feeling nice and happy, big smiles everywhere.
Fell in love in the wing of a night.
Daniel Girard.
With a girl who was called Butterfly. She said she loved me so, she could not let me go. But still, I had to say goodbye. Butterfly, my butterfly. Sun. With a girl who was called Butterfly. She said she loved me so, she could not let me go. But still, I had to say goodbye. Butterfly. Sun. Fold your wings when the long day is done. Stay home and wait for me till I get back. I'll be counting the minutes one by one. Bye.
butterfly. My butterfly, I'll come home to you one day. Butterfly, my butterfly, wait for me, don't fly away.
When a man has a yearning to be free, he will sail to the end of the sea. I won't be gone too long, but while I travel on, just fold your wings and wait for me.
Butterfly,
English version of Butterfly. And actually I thought I brought in the French version, which I actually prefer, but still that's a nice one, isn't it? Yeah. Well, we're gonna bring you the last track now from the birds that we've been featuring all night, and this is one of my favorites and one laid out not too long ago called Chestnut Mare.
Catch a glimpse of her every once in a while, taking her meal, bathing, fine lady. This one day I happened to be real close to her and I saw her standing over there, so I snuck up on her nice and easy, got my rope out, and I flung it in the air. I'm gonna catch that horse if I can. I'm pulling on her, and she's pulling back like this mule going up a ladder. And I take a choice, and I jump right up on her. Damned if I don't land right on top of her. And she takes off, running up onto the ridge, higher than I've ever been before. She's running along just fine. Till she stops, and something spooked her. The sidewinder all coiled and ready to strike. She doesn't know what to do for a second, but then she jumps off the edge, me holding on.
Above the hills, higher than eagles were gliding, suspended in the sky. We were riding
down this crevice, about a mile down that sea. And I look down and I see this red thing below us coming up real fast, and it's our reflection, this little pool of water about 6 feet wide and 1 foot deep. And we're crawling down right through it. We hit, we splashed it dry. That's when I lost my hold, she got away. But I'm gonna try to get her again someday. I'm going to catch that horse if I can. And when I do, I'll give her my friend. And we'll be friends for life. She'll be just like a wife. I'm going to catch that horse. I'm going to catch that horse. I'm going to catch that horse if I can. I'm going to catch that horse if I can.
Oh, yeah. I like that one so much. That's, of course, the Birds, our feature group tonight on the show, and that was a track called Chestnut Mare. And that's actually the story about a fellow who's trying to get this girl. Well, he's trying to meet this girl and talk to her, but every time he goes to do it, he's rather a bit shy, you see? And that's actually what it's all about, if you didn't know it. Yes, well, if you didn't, you do now, huh? Strange as it may seem, yes. Time for two more on the show. And this is, of course, The Doors, from the album L.A. Woman, a track called Riders on the Storm.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm. Into this house we're born. Into this world we're thrown. Like a dog without a bone, an actor out alone. Riders on the storm. There's a killer on the road. His brain is squirming like a toad. Take a long holiday. Let your children play. If you give this man a ride, sweet family will die. Killer on the road.
Lefty understands your problem, and so does Alberto.
Amigo, dat was de Mi Amigo. De Mi Amigo was voor die tijd de Bonjour Radio Noord in Zweden in 61, ja. 62. Maar ze moesten met die schuit moesten ze weer terugkomen uit Amerika. Dat was een gigantische overtocht. Het scheepje was klein, 50 meter lang, etc.
Maar die is even heen en weer geweest naar Amerika?
Die is kort op en neer geweest. Hij zou ontmanteld worden, het zou een zeilschip worden. Maar het is uiteindelijk toch weer een zendschip geworden. Die twee schepen zijn in die ene haven van O'Reilly's vader zijn ze verder uitgerust. En dat was best nog wel een hele spannende contra-spionage-achtige toestand. Want aan boord van de Mi Amigo hadden ze spotmasters. En die hadden ze niet op de Fredericia.
Ja, spotmasters zijn voor die dat niet weten. Dat zijn jingle machines. Dat was toen vrij uniek. Daar waren ze vrij ver vooruit mee. Met zo'n eindeloos bandje erin. Dat als je op de knop drukt, dan hup, hoor je meteen muziek. En dan loopt net zo lang door dat die afgelopen is. En dan staat hij als het ware weer scherp.
En zo kun je dus heel gemakkelijk jingles en commercials kun je draaien. Want ja, de eerste commercials bij Radio Caroline, die werden gewoon van grote tape recorders, werden die eindeloos afgedraaid achter elkaar. En men had dus niet het gemak van die dingen. Dus aan boord van de Mi Amigo moesten continu mensen zijn om te voorkomen dat de mensen van de Fredericia aan boord stapten om die dingen te pikken.
Ah ja, omdat Caroline had ze niet en die waren daar wel een beetje jaloers op.
Die waren daar best wel een beetje jaloers.
Die willen wij hebben.
Die willen wij hebben.
Dus Caroline ging eigenlijk net als Veronica vroeger, de reclames en de jingles die kwamen van bandjes.
Het was
stond
heel
vol met bandrecorders.
Exact. Men had meerdere bandrecorders. Het afdraaien van commercials was heel simpel. Men kreeg één keer per week een grote spoel aangeleverd. Een kantoorman die vertelde op band welke commercial kwam, hoe lang die duurde. Vervolgens hoorde je de fameuze ding-ding, de Caroline Bell. En dan hoorde je de commercial. En alles wat die discjockey moest doen was de knop voor de bandrecorder stop. En dan naar de volgende plaat kon die, de volgende commercial kon die weer starten.
Dat stond helemaal in volgorde klaar?
Dat stond in volgorde van uur tot uur gedurende de hele dag stond het klaar.
Oh, dat was slimmer als bij ons. Want wij hadden op de gang van die kasten, daar stonden al die reclamebandjes met nummers erin. En dan kreeg je een lijstje per uur. En dan was het soms een gevecht om de reclames te verzamelen.
Ja.
Want Veronica had meerdere studio's waar opgenomen werd.
Ja.
Dus de populaire programma's, die hadden dezelfde reclames. En dan holde je snel, want dan denk je, oh jeetje, bijna mijn reclame vergeten. En dan rende je doek om en dan wilde je dat bandje pakken. Ja, die stond er natuurlijk niet, want die werd al door iemand anders gebruikt. Kon je al die studio's ook boven de trappen afrennen voordat je je reclame had. Ja, en dan was natuurlijk net je plaat afgelopen.
Nou, Caroline had natuurlijk het voordeel, enerzijds het was live. Het had maar één studio en die ene studio bestond uit een techniekgedeelte en dan een keurige glazen ruit, lekker ouderwets, en dan een omroeper. En dat was in die tijd was het Simon D, die na 18 uur per dag zeer vermoeid begon uit te zien. Maar ze hadden nog iets anders aan boord van het Caroline zendschip en dat was een lift. Dat was natuurlijk wel beelden was dat. Maar
waarom?
Ja, dat weet ik eerlijk gezegd. Ja, het was een ferryboot geweest, dus wat minder gemakkelijk lopende mensen moesten in die tijd tussen Denemarken, moesten die van dek naar dek via een lift moesten die van boven naar beneden vervoerd kunnen worden. Maar het komt er dus in principe op neer. Het kantoor in Londen kon dus één grote band aanleveren met daarop gewoon één dag commercials. En het waren er niet zo gek veel hoor. Het was een hele grote spoel, maar die stond lang niet vol. Want zoveel commercials had Caroline niet, want het draaide zakelijk. Zeker in het begin ook niet zo goed. Maar het was gewoon een heel gemakkelijk werkend systeem. Maar ze hadden geen spotmaster.
Nou, wij hebben ergens nog van zo'n spoel wat promootjes en jingeltjes afgehaald. De ruimtes zijn er natuurlijk tussenuit gehaald, maar je kunt er wel nu naar luisteren.
Drop your bomb elsewhere.
Hi, man, what's new?
Got a great new song for you. It's valid, baby.
Let's see, man.
New VO5 shampoo makes your hair do what you want it to.
Oh, man, I can't sing this.
Why not?
Well, gotta be committed, man. Gotta believe. What's it all mean?
Well, you know when you wash your hair.
I never wash my hair, man. Just let it hang. Wash my hair, can't do a thing with it.
So try VO5. Wash your hair with that. It'll go exactly the way you want it. It's manageable, baby.
Manageable, I like that, man. New VO5 shampoo makes your hair do what you want it to. Think I'll get it look like...